This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has potential. We've done that. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
And I feel weird when we do it a little bit. We want to talk about first world problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. We're here for you. For anyone who wants to get something off their chest. If you're
we'll
going
have a
through.
Support group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's when you're so damn privileged then and you don't even realize it.
And it's just the stupid things you're complaining about.
Yes. You find yourself so. We're not going to mention any names in what got us thinking about doing
yes.
this today. But there's a large golf thing happening in our state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a golf course that's obviously has homes around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this. I never thought about it. It's like, oh, man, that's going to really infuses the economy of that area. And like, it's a great thing. But living there is a flat out nightmare.
Yeah.
Because it's packed. There's...
At least
people
for the week that this event is going on, chaos. Just utter
there's news trucks.
Chaos.
There's like all this. There's people who have to volunteer. There's people who are just coming in to watch. There's the players.
Yeah.
They need a place to live.
Uh-huh.
There's their entourages. It's just like hundreds of thousands of people descending on this town. And this person we know lives in that neighborhood. And things have gotten... This is hard to talk about.
It's gotten bad.
Things have gotten so bad as a result of this golf tournament that they had to cancel some of their Amazon subscriptions.
No.
And they're having to clean their own house because the maids can't get there.
Oh, no.
The poor cleaners can't make it.
For golf? At what cost? Why?
We are so damn entitled. I love this person.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
He but or she.
He or
he,
yes. You're the one who did it.
You said
good.
It first.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're right. You said I love this person.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? She's wonderful, okay?
She is.
But yeah, it's like that is the ultimate first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like...
I'm living near a golf course...
Yeah.
And I can't get my cleaners to come.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
She's literally not coming into work the rest of the week because...
Yeah. Because you can't leave because it's so
correct.
Crowded.
Okay, so...
I might have to take some time, too.
to this grieve. One just recently happened to me and I didn't think I was going to be ready to talk about it, but I think I am.
Okay.
It's hard. It's been really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a black car with a black interior.
Mm.
And oftentimes I park it in parking lots where there's no shade. And I'm not one of those guys that puts up the weird little car's eyes as the like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I don't put up a sunshade.
Yeah. Do those work? I've always wondered.
They
I've
actually
never...
do work, but yeah. It's just, I think
oh,
it's,
well, I then
know.
I should do it.
They
I'm...
even have Star Wars ones. I figured you would love that where they're in the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I'm out again.
Oh, so in this particular day I was at a retail establishment and there was a car next to me that had the car eyes like Lightning McQueen eyes.
Oh,
and it was kind of, I looked at it, I was like,
that's pretty cute.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not ready to do it. So I'm shopping in the establishment and I know, and I'm wearing shorts and you know, I never wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, I know, and you can see on my Tesla app. Oh, by the way, I love it when the listeners get mad that I mention that I have a Tesla. My Tesla, I look at my app and it tells you the internal temperature of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And it says your car is currently 105 degrees.
Whoa. Ooh. Whoa.
That's hot.
So as I'm checking out, I'm trying to hit the button to cool the car down and I didn't have service.
No.
I didn't have service in the store.
What?
So I'm hitting it. I tried to get on the store's Wi-Fi, but it wasn't. I couldn't get connected. So when I...
The store needs to pay.
When I got to the car, I got in and it was still 102 degrees in there.
Wow.
So my...
And you're here today.
My Tesla app... My legs fried onto the seats. And my kids were with me.
Leather,
and I was like...
Leather seats are hot. Yeah.
Wow.
It was
bravery.
Like...
I've burnt myself before.
Yeah,
pretty
I got
bad.
Hungry for brisket.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what is that smell? And it was my son. He smells really like... He marinates in something. I don't know what it is, but he smelled so good. Anyway, my first world problem is my cool down my car app didn't work.
Wow.
And I had to get into a hot car.
Thank you for your bravery in sharing.
All right.
Yeah.
And enduring.
We are going, and you can use VD. We were going to open up the phone lines for you to tell us, please, this has to work. We understand how entitled and privileged we sound saying these things. That's why we call it First World Problems. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have, I've invested a lot in putting smart bulbs all throughout my house because it's something that I'm like 8-year-old Tyler would have lost his mind to be like, you can control your phone from your lights from your phone and all that. But sometimes, like especially the kitchen ones, because there's two lights in the kitchen and it's one room, but two separate lights. And sometimes they just don't quite, I'm sorry, they don't quite cooperate with each other.
Mm.
And I'm ready to go up to bed and I'm ready to hit the button on my phone. I have to go all the way back down and I have to flip. I'm sorry. Don't lie. I have to flip.
Sometimes.
I have to flip the switch and then walk in the dark upstairs sometimes. But I'm here to tell my tale. And if
this
I can make it
fail
through.
So miserably, you guys. No one is going to call in. Okay.
It's so annoying.
Aaron, do you have one?
You know,
oh my God, the face you just made.
Okay. Aaron's got real problems.
First world problems. Okay, what is it?
Well, I have a few different products. They're all the same brand.
Okay.
And so when I want to know like if I'm what the weather is or what the time is, I just go, "Hey Siri."
Don't do that. Oh.
Exactly. My watch just went off. My phone just went off.
Oh no.
Which one do I do?
I don't know, Aaron. I don't know.
Do I use my new watch? My old watch?
I feel...
laptop.
I fear they're all going to be technology related, and we don't want them to all be that.
Mm-mm.
But like, there's times in here, I'm staring... What makes the radio station work is this giant array of monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes me like a couple minutes to find the mouse pointer.
Oh yeah.
I can't figure out which screen it's on.
No, that's a real problem.
I'm like,
that is valid.
Yeah, I have so many displays in front of me that I can't.
Have you guys ever gotten massages?
Yes.
Like back ones?
Yeah.
You know, there's sometimes they're wonderful, but there's sometimes where like you just can't get comfortable because the face hole just your head doesn't quite align to
oh,
it.
Oh no.
And they won't let you scoot up. Yeah, no, some massage tables face hole is not. That is a first world problem.
I have one. Sometimes I'll go out and I'll get food for myself and I'll get myself like a milkshake or some sort of ice cream.
Yeah.
And I come home only to see that my wife has already made cookies. I can't eat both.
Sometimes
I'm
just gonna
try.
That is the
I can and
that
I
is
shouldn't.
The ultimate first world problem when it's just like I have too much food at my house.
I know,
right
and
now.
I was like, do I save the ice cream and eat the cookies while they're hot, or do I eat the ice cream while it's fresh and save the?
Do you understand I'm that sorry. At my house right now, I have leftover Dion's pizza. I have leftover wings.
No.
Like I have, you guys. There's so much food at my house. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're just going to have to order again tonight to get through it.
Poke works. I'm looking at you. I'll be over later. All right. I hope you understand this is all in good fun. And if you've got a first world problem, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It feels kind of icky talking about it, but we're...
It seems like everyone's understanding.
They are. We're just doing first world problems.
And we're here for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to apologize to the people that texted in saying their series went off.
Yeah,
my
you
bad.
Don't get to say HS on, like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, Google. hey Alexa.
What are you doing? Like,
why would you do that?
Why are you doing it now?
No, I'm saying, why would she do that?
Do you know that we got in a lot of trouble way back in the day when this first started? Because we did, we were like, hey Alexa, set a reminder to listen to the Slacker Show tomorrow at 2:59. And everybody's like, you son of a... I was like, sorry.
Wow, I like it.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty smart. Jennifer?
Hello?
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 Actually, my name's Tabitha. Sorry, I don't know if you...
Tabitha, first world problem. T, I can't hear. Go ahead, Tabitha. What's your first world problem?
So keeping my cell phone charged, man, it's a huge problem for me. And then I go try to buy a portable charger, and guess what? You have to charge the portable charger.
I'm kind of just kicking the can down the road. You're not really making any progress. It's a lateral move.
Yeah. Man. We've all been there.
Yeah.
That does suck. Thank you for the call, Tabitha. Yeah. How you're employed is well beyond me.
What? I can hear you.
Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
First world problem, what's yours?
Okay. My kitchen island is so large because it's about the same size of a king size mattress that my cleaning lady can't get the center of it. So then I have to clean it after she leaves.
Wait, that is a massive kitchen island. Like, it's very wide. Why?
I know, but they're starting to make kitchen islands just like an actual island that you could inhabit. And it's too much. It is way too much.
The cleaning lady lives there now.
She just pops out of the sink.
There's a base camp.
Oh my God, that's the most first worldy thing I've heard in a long time.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Joe.
Yai.
Yai.
First world problems, what's yours?
I'm finally in a place where I can admit that my Mercedes only has seat coolers and warmers and massage in the front seat and not the back.
Oh, no.
So the people in the back have to massage themselves?
They have to heat each other up.
It's brutal, but...
Oh, man. Yeah. So you have to pull
over? You call this a Mercedes?
Do you, like, play musical chairs and, like, pull over and it's like, you get a massage? And, like, move people up to the front? No. You should try that.
I guess,
just make a rotation chart.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can never show his face. When somebody rides in his car, you think they're riot getting in again?
You're so brave.
Mortifying.
Jane?
Yai.
Yai.
First world problems. What's yours?
So I have a car that is a key. It's beautiful. I so graciously traded my husband for the day, so I had to use an actual key to get in the car. Well, we were at a store.
Oh, no.
And then could not find the keys to the car for like 20 minutes.
What kind of car are we talking about?
I have a Tesla, and I'm so fortunate that my phone works for the key.
Yeah.
And I let me and my husband traded cars for the day.
He has, I get you. Oh, yeah. Well, you have to like slum it and push a button to get in your car. You're like, who's got the phone dexterity to go, boop, whoop? Yeah. I just walk away from my car.
And they've got all the extra keychains on there too, you know, like the discount code.
I don't have
scanners.
Oh, your stupid super card is on there?
Yeah, once you stray and you're like, isn't that, that's bad. I'm saying that's a first
world
problem.
No, it is. It's hard.
Okay. All right.
Christy.
Yai.
Yai. First world problems. What's yours?
So I have a Roomba vacuum that empties its own bin.
Yeah.
And it stopped emptying its own bin and now I have to do it.
Get the Roomba, people.
Pull over safely.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Well, it did not take very long for my son to be mired in controversy.
at school?
At school, yeah.
He's in preschool, bro.
And he had like less than...
Yeah, a week.
A week, yeah, or so. So my son has sensitive eyes. I guess that's the best way. Nothing's like medically, nothing's like wrong with him. He just
has
sensitive eyes. Brown.
Interesting. Incorrect. Well, because they always say like green or blue eyes are super sensitive.
Oh, do they really?
Of the light or something.
The lighter your eyes are, the more it's like paler skin. Like,
oh, well, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So he's making it up.
Making it up? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Does he have dry eyes?
No.
No, dude, he's making it up.
They're just
and
sensitive.
You're falling for it.
To the sun.
Oh my God. Okay, it's cool.
We don't even know what happened yet.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm just saying.
He's four. I don't think he's making it up.
By a child.
Oh, 4 year olds can lie.
Oh, my straight up lie.
He's been lying for years, though, about these sensitive eyes. He's really laid the groundwork for this.
Yes. Because it's a point of like, you don't remember knowing, like, that moment when you realize, like, your dad is this huge, larger-than-life person who, like, goes outside and starts that machine that, like, cuts the grass. And, like, dad is everything. But you can do this thing where he'll do anything you want. Oh, my eyes hurt. Oh, daddy. Daddy, my eyes. Right? Yeah. Am I crazy?
No.
But I do everything he wants, even if he doesn't do that.
No,
this
no, no. But
this
is it. No, you do it differently because of his eyes. He's just got you wrapped. Dude, it's okay. I want you to understand this. I'm not judging you.
Okay.
I did the same thing.
Okay. But then I have a sensitive heart. And I'd be careful.
And this is what I'm saying. He's learned this sensitivity manipulation from you. He's probably watched you do it with AHAC because you're in way over your head. Okay. You're like, you guys aren't, to say you're not in the same league is ridiculous. You're not even in the same sport.
True.
So you probably occasionally have to play Wounded Caribou to get her
to stay
with you. Yeah. It's like, you can see when she's just starting to look around and she sees that other men are actually good and strong and wow, that's, why am I doing this and
know.
You're not helping me at all?
What did I say about the sensitive heart? All right. I was pretty clear.
Okay. I'm sorry. So, anyway, you're being manipulated by your child. No,
he has sensitive eyes. We go outside. If it's too bright, he like freezes. He can't. So he wears sunglasses a lot. We've got sunglasses. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like debilitating or anything. It's just like he likes to wear sunglasses when he's outside. Which
now I think you finally said it.
What?
It's a fashion choice for him. And he's manipulating you into believing.
Well, because you know who always has sunglasses?
Tiak.
Yeah.
He wants to be like you. And so he's pretending that his eyes hurt. So that,
well, I don't think he's pretending. No, because he doesn't. He's not pretending. He has sensitive eyes.
He has
eyes.
Brown
That's
eyes.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Did you Google it? Brown-eyed people don't have sensitive eyes. They don't. Like you just.
I don't like to lump people all in one category.
I have eyes that are hazel. So sometimes they're very brown. Sometimes they're green. Sometimes they're orange. Mm. And my eyes are not like. I don't speak for all brown-eyed people. Okay. But I'm just saying, from my. My children and my ex-wife have very light eyes. And my ex-wife has like crystal blue, like Peter Forsberg eyes.
They're stunning.
But,
yeah.
And just constantly in pain.
Yeah.
Because they're the light. So I'm sorry. I'm just stuck on the thing that he's lying
to. He's a 4 year old who gets his eyes hurt him when he goes in. Okay. So he wears sunglasses, okay. Right? And this is just a big thing. We've talked to his teachers and they've said, oh, if he wants to wear sunglasses when we go outside for recess, that's absolutely fine. Just bring him in the backpack.
Okay.
So fine. So we wear sunglasses up to let him into school and I let him go. He gives me his sunglasses. He's got a backpack pair for later. So he puts them on. So that's not the controversy, but so it's all fine. That's the backup. That's the setup about my son faking it. So picture day happens.
Oh no. Wait, and already? Jeez.
Yeah,
okay.
Already.
They try to get him early before the school really wears him down. They have that like
before they drop
circles.
Out.
Like,
where they just look beaten down and like
preschool is tough.
Emaciated. Okay.
So we get his pictures back because that's the cool thing. We live in the digital age. Like you don't have to wait. It used to be like weeks
instant.
And
forever. You had to hand in a card. You would have to wait for them to get printed. And
yes.
Then,
and you know what else they used to do? And I don't know if you remember this. They'd make you buy them before you saw them. Like
yes, yeah.
Wait,
it's
yes.
Like, they still
yeah,
do.
It's like oh yeah. No, you gotta buy them, and it's like, what if they're crap?
Even
and then
better.
You roll the dice. You go, you know what? I'm not gonna buy them. And then they have these stunning pictures. Like too late, can't have them.
Yeah, they still kind of do that. They make it like, pay up front and tell them how many you want. It's like, yeah, exactly. So we get the pictures back and we open them and he looks so awesome. He's older now. He looks so great in his picture until my wife realizes he has his sunglasses on his shirt. Like his collar tucked in, like he had taken them off, put them on his shirt, and then they're just in his school picture. He's got sunglasses hanging from his shirt.
Oh, no.
And it's not Leo's fault. I mean, it is, but he's four. He doesn't even know what picture day is.
Oh, yeah, this is when you should definitely start teaching him to shun personal responsibility at four. Yeah, no, it's not your fault.
He's being shuffled in and out. Take the picture. He doesn't know. He's four.
Right. The shuffling is where personal responsibility goes right out the window.
Okay. So we call this company Life Touch. You may have heard of them. They take
pictures. They are the main school picture people.
And we're like, hey, our son had sunglasses in his picture. Like, was anyone working that was maybe going to go, hey, take the sunglasses off? Like, was anyone paying attention? Or do you have an alternative? And they go, sorry, we take one picture. Every kid gets one picture.
So they won't.
That's what you prepay for. You get one picture, and if their eyes are closed, well, I guess they're sleepy.
They get one picture.
No, they redo them. If eyes are closed, I feel like they catch it then. They look like at the thing and then do it again.
Yeah, because it's a digital.
But it's like one clean one.
But they're not going to look and see he's got sunglasses hanging from his shirt. Would you have been allowed to have sunglasses in your school picture?
Oh my gosh. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Wait, me?
No. His mother with the buttons and the school picture. That's why you have a button thing because of your mom and school pictures.
Yeah. I don't have a button thing.
Well, you kind of do.
This is too far.
Now you did it to T-Hack, or I'm sorry, to Leo. And L-Hack. Now he's going to have a weird sunglass thing.
Yeah, you're going to give him a complex.
He's got his sunglasses in his school picture. That's not allowed ever in the history of schools ever. You can't just have sunglasses.
I don't think it's unallowed.
And so you're saying that the photographer, this professional, Juilliard-trained photographer.
Oh, my God. Life Touch is not...
But you're saying they'll take the time to look and go, oh, sorry, your eyes are closed. But he's got sunglasses hanging from his...
So what do you want, T-Hack? What do you want?
So they say,
Do you want to, like, get rid of Life Touch? Do you want some other company to come in and take over?
I want to vent and say, why do they allow this to happen? Aaron's right. They do a makeup day. But it's the same thing you said. They go, you'll take a makeup picture, and if you like it, great. And if you don't, well, that's the new one. Like, you forfeit this picture.
No, you don't forfeit it.
Yes,
you can still get
you
that
You roll
lick.
The dice. You forfeit. That's what they told us. That's what they told us. My wife was on the phone with the Life Touch people.
Okay.
So we have to take either, do we accept the sunglasses in the picture, or do we roll the dice and hope for a better picture where he doesn't,
But how are you going to teach your son to not have the sunglasses in the picture? He's just going to do it again. Like, this is going to be a part of his life unless you teach him.
Isn't it a cute photo, though?
Yes, like, that's just what I'm saying. It. Who cares? Why do you care?
Because my wife cares. I don't know.
Oh,
there it is.
This is where he's wounded caribou. You're right, honey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not saying I would have a kid at the age of 50. I would not.
Okay.
But I don't think you... Sorry, T-Hack and I are in a fight, and I just, like, there's a story out that men are starting to wait until 50 to become fathers. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Ooh, I think there is, yeah. I think it's too late.
Too late for whom?
For the child. For the child. Because you're already 50, and you're going to get older as the kid gets older. So now the kid's 5,
oh,
and you're
is that
55.
How that works?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like people aren't thinking it through.
No, because, okay, so you think what? Like,
that if you're 50 when you have your kid, you're going to be 68 when they graduate high school.
And you think
and then you'll
there's
be 72.
A chance they'll be dead?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you'll be 72 when they graduate college. And then you finally get to be like, I'm a man with my son, and, well, bye.
But like, you I don't think have, we live longer, and people are younger.
We do live longer, but I don't know if quality of life at that point is...
I'm just going to say, I think it's smarter to have a kid at 50 than it is to have a kid at 20. Because when you're 20, you're a terrible father.
Why is that?
You don't even have your own crap together.
I don't think anyone ever has their own crap together. Yes. I don't think even 50
my
year
crap
olds.
Is together.
I know it's not. Sorry.
Buddy,
that was
we
two.
See.
I mean, I disagree. Respectfully.
Okay, my crap was together till recently. I mean, I have moments where
I don't feel like mine is together either, to be fair. I just don't. I think everyone's faking it. Every adult ever is like, that's the realization when you become an adult is like, oh, no one knows what's going on.
We're all just winging it. Answer me that, because you're making it seem like a 60-year-old man is an old man, like that they can't go play ball with their kids, or they're like if you have a kid at 50, you're at 10 years old, they're playing flag football.
Okay,
so
yeah,
you're 60 and you're like, that can't happen, this guy's a piece of crap, like he's infirmed and in a wheelchair. How old is Brad Pitt?
He's 60.
Oh, what?
But,
oh, burn!
No.
Burn! Argument
great
over.
Father, Brad Pitt, whose daughter's literally trying to get rid of his
That's
last name.
That's because mom has poisoned the water supply.
But he's ripped.
No, but...
you see Fight Club?
No, just... How old... Like, I'm saying, I don't think you're as old... Like, there are people who work in this building who are older than you think they are.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they could have a kid late. I'm not going to name any names, but somebody who works here had a kid very late.
Okay.
Very, very, very late. Probably later than what we're talking about.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. And so what? What of it?
But like, isn't there a too late, just as you think that there is a too early?
There might be a little bit of a too late, but I just don't think you can base it on the basic math of 18 being like, how old will you be when they graduate? Because like...
Well, why not? That's
most of your fathering is done before then anyway.
Maybe for you.
The actual so
you're
I'm
trying
saying,
to check out early yeah, already, I'm saying the, whether like, you're older.
Because then it turns into, like, when did you become friends with your dad? Because you know what happens. And I'm so sorry, Aaron. I know you lost your father. Mm-hmm. So you probably never got to that.
Right.
But you did get to that with your mom.
Oh, yeah, for
so
sure.
So you're like, she's not your mom anymore. You freaking call her Cheryl, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's like
probably 20 or so, like in there.
Okay, so then.
So he'd be 70.
You're done. Yes, it's a great time.
And also, you have a 50-year age gap. It's more of a grandparent age gap than. Like,
you grew up
in a completely different time. Like, there's already a generation gap from parents to children. Now you're just making it even wider.
Are you going to tell me it doesn't feel like a 50-year age gap with your father?
50 years?
Yes. Your father is nothing like you, 0% like you.
Sure.
It might as well be a 100-year age gap. And I'm not saying that as insulting him or you. You're just from... So what difference does it make? To me, it's better to be more established, to be more of a mature human. You're... Here comes a compliment, so just brace yourself. Okay. You're more old. Like, you're more wise than your years. So you have been a good parent because you don't act like somebody... in their late 20s, early 30s, when you had your kid. You weren't like, idiot, club. Oh, somebody's got cocaine? Well, I'll do that. I mean, I know people your age who still can be tempted by hard drugs and hot women.
Sure.
You're just not that guy.
I have buddies. Yeah.
Right. So most men take some till they're 45 to get that out of their system.
And I think that's bad. I think that's bad for society. I think it's bad for their kids, their future kids or whatever. And I think the more that we normalize them waiting, it's not going to make them mature faster. If anything, they're going to put it off even more and go, well, I guess I can still do cocaine and hot women when I'm 43 because I got seven more years
before
I have a kid.
So that's what I was thinking, because I don't know if the story says it, but how old are the mothers?
Oh, yeah. No, you want them young. You want them super young.
Totally unfair.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
OPP time. Other people's problems. What's going on today, Mr. Hack?
Lindsay's husband has some buddies coming to visit, and he's proposed, I don't know, kind of an interesting plan. That's for us to just help her decide.
Okay.
Is it a good plan? Is it a bad plan? Or is it just interesting?
The vagaries of all this. Lindsay?
Yay!
Yay!
What's going on?
Oh, I hope you can help. So my husband is all excited because he's having his three college roommates come to visit for a weekend.
Okay.
Which I would be totally cool with, except that he has asked me to stay in a hotel room while they're here.
So, wait, what? Mm. So like, you get out of the house and they stay there?
Exactly. Yeah. So they're coming. He said he wants it to be like the old days. It's a guy's trip only. So he's asked me to go to a hotel room for the weekend.
Do you know what they're like planning on doing? Well, no, because I'm thinking like boys' night, Xboxes, PlayStations. That's all at home. Like, why else would they need to stay at home?
I know. I can't figure it out. I'm thinking they're just going to, you know, drink too many cheap beers and try to relive their old college days.
Well, like, if they wanted to do other things, why wouldn't they be the ones going somewhere?
Because in a hotel, you have to be baller status to get a hotel suite. And then you could have all of you in one big room and everybody's doing crazy stuff. But if you have a house, then
you're more free.
You're more free. There's three or four bathrooms for whatever.
Yeah.
There's bedrooms for whatever. There's couches for whatever.
Well, maybe he's thinking like, well, all my buddies are flying in. I don't have any costs, so I'll put you guys up. Like, you don't have to then also get a hotel room or what. Like, we then it's just more and more costs.
That's it, T-Hack. You're right.
It could be.
Yeah, what? No, it absolutely could.
Well, and it's like, and you take a spa weekend and enjoy a hotel room, some time
to
yourself.
Look at this glass half full kind of attitude you got going.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay, why don't you take a spa weekend?
Okay, here's the thing. I wouldn't be really at all suspicious, but the other day he was playing with the security camera and the doorbell and like the cameras we have for the house.
I was going
like,
to ask if you had cameras. Oh no.
To see if he could do that when the guys are coming.
So like he's going to disable everything. All evidence.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that now.
Why? What? To protect his friends.
To hide
okay. First things first, you've called the right place because there are tons of minor detectives that listen to the show that can come up with some of the theories you might need on what could be going on in your house, and then maybe some possible solutions. Maybe you insist that the cameras stay active or that you can swing by whenever. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Like if you have any advice or the camera part. No, I'm
just
going to
say suspicious.
It isn't. It isn't. It like it really isn't. Like here's the.
I get because it's like, look, we might come home at 4 a.m. You don't need to know that we're coming home at 4 a.m. Like I'll just tell you, oh, we're out late.
And Tommy, my buddy Tommy, maybe we go to a brewery and my buddy Tommy grabs a girl and you don't need to see him dragging a girl in because then I have to say that's Tommy's girl. It has nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
It's like just.
Then get a hotel room.
No. Because you want everybody to be, you want it to feel like the old days.
Like, but it's not the old days. Congratulations, you're in your mid-30s. You're going to feel way worse.
Yeah.
You will.
No, because then somebody can get up and make sausage in the morning.
Who's going to do that? The one kicking out the other girls?
I've always been very surprised at the guys' trips I've been on, how other guys just cook. They just start making breakfast. Yeah. There's always like two guys. I swear.
If there's a dad there, they will feed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. They give
you're
a little,
just not. I know
a little
you're,
bottle and a binky. And right. It's like, oh, this is kind of nice.
I wasn't trying to insult you by saying that because I know you are a dad, but you're just not the chef dad.
No, I'm not.
Not at all.
No, but they like to grill and it's like an extension of grilling. It's like there's bacon and meat and for breakfast,
and the
you know?
Strippers get hungry.
Oh my gosh.
Lindsay, I don't like. I genuinely think he's probably being innocent. The camera thing, it looks weird. Can I just say something that's adjacent to this? I just recently started putting in Apple HomeKit stuff in my house. This is Slacker for my friends at Apple HomeKit. I'm not doing an endorsement. But like, I found a way to integrate my like cameras, my Nest cameras into Apple. You buy this product. Long story longer, like my kids have Apple products, so like I let them in.
Okay.
But I don't want them having access to my cameras when they're at their mom's house. I'm not doing rails of cocaine off my coffee table, but I also just don't want them to see it. Like, your immediate argument, Lindsay, is if you want to turn the camera off, you're doing something bad. No, I'm just doing stuff I don't need you to see. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to see everything. My kids don't need, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, but that's different. Those are your kids, not your significant other.
Yeah. Wife, but she doesn't need to see what the other guys are doing.
Or yeah, maybe the other guys, they get naked and they run through the neighborhood or something dumb. And it's like, you just.
Okay, if you're the neighborhood, sure, but not in my house.
The doorbell camera will see that. He's got to be able to disable that. He's just disabling the security cameras around the house so that everyone feels more comfortable. Do you want
everyone
to go party?
Except for your wife, because now she is suspicious
if
of what's going on.
If you go to an Airbnb, are you worried about the cameras?
No.
I am.
It does seem a little weird. I always see, like, even when Aaron dog sits for me, I'm like, I don't check the cameras. Because I don't have them in the house. I just have the doorbell camera. And it still feels weird. Because it's
really?
Like,
it's intrusive.
It's like, you're coming, you're going. I don't need to know.
But
I don't
it's
know
your house. You have cameras. I respect that.
Yeah, but he also gives you permission to bring somebody in, but he doesn't want to know when it happens.
And I'm not trying to spy on you, and I don't want you to feel like I'm like taking notes.
But
and
again,
like, okay, 12:04, she brought in this guy, and then.
But I'm not your wife, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
But okay, Lindsay. I mean, do you have any other details that we need before we start? Just we've already started breaking your life apart.
Are there cameras in here?
Yes,
there should be.
Like, I really want them to have a good time. I want to trust him. It's just. Seems like a red flag with the security camera thing, and then the insistence that I'd be gone the whole time and
just,
each night in a hotel.
Eight hotels
and like,
versus one.
I
don't know that there's eight dudes coming in, five dudes coming in, four dudes getting hotels. You don't ever get to really be together.
Mm-hmm.
Or one hotel, and you get to spa up.
They should get an Airbnb then. And then they don't have to worry about
the
cameras.
It's so stupid to get an Airbnb when you have your own house.
It's not.
I have a house. You get an Airbnb if me and Josh and Chad and everybody, we like fly to Nashville. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because then you're all splitting it equally.
Yes.
But if one guy lives here, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's just trying to go, I'll throw you guys a bone because you're all traveling. We can hang out and we can play Xbox naked and no one will know. Just like the old days.
Okay. Lindsay, hang on. We're going to get you some answers. Apparently, only Aaron. You don't honestly think he's going to do bad things.
It's just off to a rocky start. I don't know.
They're going to do weird things.
Weird is fine. Weird is great. Bad,
Like, I don't want evidence of my weird things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I get it. I've had some of that
weird
evidence.
Things.
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's like somebody finds your weird blow up T-Rex costume.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't need that. I don't need anybody seeing that.
Well, and maybe too, there's probably an element too. These guys are coming by themselves. They probably have wives and girlfriends or whomever, and they're not coming. So he's like, look, I don't want to also have my wife there. That's not fair.
Forwarding
it's not
footage and
or even just have
there.
You yes. have her there in the first place, because then
correct.
Now you're the only one, and now they're all, you know.
I hate that.
Because then,
there's the one guy who always brings his wife to everything.
I'm usually like, that guy. She's more fun than me.
No, that's probably
true.
How about you get a hotel room? We're all going to Angie's house.
Fine.
I'm turning the cameras off for sure.
All right, now I'm on the other side of this.
All right, Lindsay needs your help. Her husband's got a bunch of boys coming in for the weekend, and they want no cameras and her to go to a hotel room. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Lindsay, and Tiak and I are trying to, as best we can, salvage bro code in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
His college buddies are coming in, and all he asked was that she move into a hotel room while they're here so they can use the house for whatever, for their get-togethers, for
relive
their Bible study, for for their deep dives into
no
the literature of the Elizabethan time period.
A book club.
Yeah.
Kinda,
that's what
kinda
he wants.
Vibe.
Why wouldn't you want your wife there for that?
Yeah, she doesn't. She's not a voracious reader like the college buddies are. And he's also trying to disable some of the security footage.
Yeah. He just doesn't want her checking in on him the whole time. You know, doesn't
seems
want her
normal.
To worry. It seems like it would be more of a worry to her.
I don't want to concern you.
Yeah. is it working?
There's enough people that are canceling us from bro code right now. Wanda?
Yay.
What do you think should happen here?
Hell no. That's
hell no
crazy.
What?
She, that's half her house. There is no reason that he should even ask.
You don't want to be there, Wanda. You don't. You like, you just don't. Yeah. I like, when I was married, if my wife was having her sisters and they were just all going to like, blah, and like have a like thing, Oscar part, whatever, I'm like, okay, bye, peace.
But that's your choice.
But if she asked
she's
me,
she's being kicked out. That's where it's different.
Right. And then there's the sneaky stuff about it with the camera.
Just because you're not showing, it's not sneaky.
It is sneaky.
It's not sneaky. He didn't hide the fact that he was turning the cameras off. He mm-hmm. did it right in front yeah. of her. I'm turning the cameras off. That's not sneaky at all.
Like, he's an adult. He's with adults. He knows he's going to be screwing around and that he shouldn't be doing it.
Just mm-hmm. the mild screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if it's going to get him in trouble.
Why it won't get him in trouble if the cameras are off.
Yeah, would you want to stay at the house if that was the case? Like, wouldn't you even be like coming down and be like, "Hey guys, can you keep it down? I'm trying to
right.
sleep." Like, wouldn't you want to leave? Or
no, I don't know if I'd want to stay at the house. That would be it. Would be different if I made the suggestion.
Wanda, we're gonna get you a room next to Lindsay. And you guys, you talk her into, you're right. You don't want to be there. He's just, his suggestion was just preemptive of you.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm turning off the cameras.
Irina?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think there's a ton of pressure when guys go on a trip together. And anything they're doing could be incriminating. And yes. Let's be real, they do stupid shit. So my thing is, let boys be boys. And if you trust your husband, stop trying to control him. Because if he went to a hotel, there's no cameras, there's no supervision. Yeah. They could be doing the same exact thing. There's no, stop controlling.
Yeah. Mm. So you would let him just go for it. Let him have the house. Let him have their debauchery. Get after it.
I feel like if the girls wanted to just say, "Oh, honey, can you please uninstall the cameras? We might be naked and we might be getting masks on and doing our hair." Like, yeah. A guy wouldn't question it. Not a problem, honey. You got it. No, no big deal. I don't understand the double standard. There's always a double standard.
You're right. We would let you go camera free. Thank you, Irina.
I would want to check the cameras if that were the case. Sounds very interesting, actually.
Tiak, we're trying to keep that double standard alive, all right? Denise.
Yai.
What do you think?
Hey, did she ask him if there's going to be strippers?
Well, that's not something you ask directly. You try to catch him on camera.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
So I know the other day I had asked the general public, you know, what kind of...
You mean not us, not Tiak and I.
Yeah, I did. You guys were included, but we wanted to include the audience.
Oh, okay. I forget what it was.
We needed to be good people, basically.
Oh, God.
That.
Oh, God. No. And I never checked the text messages.
They were all basically like, no.
Are you serious?
I'm being 100%.
Oh my God, I love you for whoever's listening and texted in.
They were like, please don't be positive. You guys are like
it's
the
not,
real people.
Who
like,
wants that? Like,
they didn't think we were capable of it.
Maybe it's that. Yeah.
No, it's just, I mean, we all know, I'd never heard this phrase. I think Aaron was the first one who ever said it to me. And I didn't think it was possible to combine these two words, but it is, and it's real. Toxic positivity is a real thing.
Absolutely.
I also believe in the T-Hack having crystals all over his house and somehow like rubbing on him in the right way with the right amount of moonlight.
Yeah,
and
a lot of that going on.
Saying some sort of incantation and manifesting your own destiny because you're thinking positive and you believe it before it happens and it really works out. But you don't have to I almost cursed.
Yeah.
You don't have to effing tell everybody that. If you're the person who's like, I really didn't, like, it's that, you know, it's like a Progressive commercial or something, I think, where they're like standing on the edge of a mountain and he's like, this place is great. Like, hope nobody ever finds about it. And then
immediately,
the girl who comes up after him is the quintessential influencer toxic. Okay, so I'm just here hanging in my new spot, practicing abundance and like, hey fam, like that. Yeah. Imagine the three of us doing a show like that.
Well, it wouldn't be exactly
would suck. But, you know, we would want to hear it's like, oh my God, I just feel so grateful to be working here. I do. I am grateful.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
No.
Do you?
No. And I'm going to move on. I'm just saying, whatever.
I'm just really thrilled that people recognize that we're probably doing what the Lord intended us for for us to do, which is keep it negative as hell.
We keep it real, or we try to, which is great.
But real is negative.
It can be.
Yeah.
It
can also be positive.
Okay, so is the point of what you're doing to go against the listener's will?
Well, no. So I'm only sharing because I read the text, I listen, so I'm going to take it personally and just keep you guys out of it. So I want to tell you about what happened.
Is this a positive thing?
We'll
if this
see.
Is a positive thing, I don't
we'll
want to...
We'll see.
Like,
we'll see.
All right, everyone.
Good or bad, who's to say?
Oh. Tiak actually won the day with that quote. Okay.
Yeah. He got
right,
me there. Okay.
Right. Let's hear your positive spin on
the,
life.
Well, the other day, I was driving, and there was a car in front of me, and on the back window, it said, Bubba needs a kidney, and it had two phone numbers. And I was like, you know what? I have two.
Aaron,
let me look.
Aaron.
Let me look into this.
Aaron. Can I just...
the name Bubba, I'm sorry.
It's a nickname, obviously.
Okay, yeah, but it sounds a little like...
What if it was a kid? They didn't want to put the kid's name on there.
So wait, before you go any further...
It sounds like they're going to eat the kidney.
No,
is what I
and
think.
I'm just like...
Bubba needs a kidney.
So you're trying... Are you going to try to find him a kidney, or are you going to try to give him a kidney?
Well, I was thinking give, so I had to hold on. Okay. I had to do a little bit...
How do I say what I got to say?
You're not even going to ask... What if we need a kidney? You're not even going to ask us?
Yeah.
You guys have people.
I got it. Daddy needs a liver over here.
That's a personal problem.
Okay, I'm just...
Okay, but I did some research because I was like, let me see if I am eligible to do that. Turns out type 1 diabetics cannot donate live kidneys. We need both. So I was like...
Oh, so you have to die first.
Yeah. I'm not going to go that far.
Okay, I'm just
I'm
saying,
not that positive.
This story's taking a negative turn all of a sudden. Who needs to kill Aaron to save Bubba?
Well, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to... hold on to this positive thing. What else can I do? So I start thinking, and I'm like, I could volunteer at Children's Hospital. Great.
No, because Noah volunteers out there, and I wouldn't want the two of you. No, because he...
What if we're in separate areas?
No, I don't know. I think they put the two of you together, because he needs your positive energy.
Well, I didn't even fill out the application, because I got to the referral part, and I was like, that's too much. I'm going to put a pin in that, come back later. So finish it. So then I was like, okay, one more chance.
Put Bubba as a referral.
I tried to give a dude a kidney, and some kid walked out in the crosswalk when it wasn't green. I didn't kill him. Anywho, can I volunteer at the hospital? So you're 0-for-2 on doing something positive.
So I was like, all right, one more chance. What can I do?
I found some heroin outside, and I'm wondering if I can tempt you to the dark side.
No.
Oh.
But speaking of needles, I was like, okay, I can donate blood. That's so easy. Like, not a problem.
If nobody wants your kidney, they don't want your blood.
That's not true. And
diabetic blood is okay?
Yes. And plasma. Found that out. I always thought I couldn't donate plasma. Turns out I can. But I can't right now because I recently got tattoos. So I'm never going to be positive ever again.
All right. The rest of the show is going to be Aaron on heroin.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I found a story that's all about potatoes, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then I looked at you two, and I'm like, I know exactly what to do with it.
Let's go.
There's some starch eaters up in this hood.
Yeah.
You can have it. Right. Oh, you
can. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Are do they ever dip French fries in anything that would make it? I guess if you tempura fried a French fry or something.
Yeah, or like if you're... true celiac with the shared grease or whatever, but
that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they've done their filet-o-fish in there or whatever, you could die. I get it. So this poll had a bunch of stuff about potatoes, and where it gets difficult for me, it's like, first off, what's the best way to eat a potato?
French fry.
So I knew you would say that because you're
I'm eating some right now.
But you're anti mashed potato. And I'm going to say
isn't the right one anyway.
Has the right way to eat a potato been mentioned for you yet?
I don't think so, but I like a lot of them, but there's
What's your way to eat a potato?
Maybe it's just because I don't have it as often
Say
that
it.
It's higher up.
Say it.
Scalloped.
Oh, I do love a scalloped
meat. Yeah.
But trying to make them home at home, it's not.
It's brutal.
It's hard because you got to boil them a certain amount of time before and then cut them real thin and like your cheese sauce is everything.
Mm-hmm. Or just go to McDonald's. Get some fries.
Okay. But see, this much is the problem. You wouldn't even entertain the idea of a scalloped potato because you're such a... Your palate.
Which they're right up your alley. It's potato and cheese, pretty much.
Oh, God. It's
like
so good.
Creamy mac and cheese texture cheese.
No, because he's a guy who just eats the pretzel without dipping it in the cheese, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't add cheese. I don't add cheese to much. Yeah. I don't do cheese fries.
I know. It's
so weird.
I didn't
know this.
Yeah. I'll add cheese to everything.
You don't even. At Culver's, you don't get the cheese sauce?
No, I don't.
What?
Wait, there's a cheese sauce?
Yeah, it's so good. Dipping the fries in it, pristine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to be so sad, but I had a trip to Scheels.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we went and bought a bunch of school clothes and stuff. Oh. Okay, we're off potatoes for a minute.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Scheels trip was amazing. There's a Culver's right there.
Oh, nice.
My whole family was starving.
This is like a Midwest dream.
So we had just dropped a dime at Scheels. Like, we dropped a ton of money. And then we're all hungry, famished from our whatever. And I pulled into Culver's and the audible from my two children, we had to move on.
What?
They flat out. I was like, free food at Culver's on me. You guys can have whatever you want. They refused to go in.
Wow.
Neither one of them.
Wow.
So you know what we had?
No.
I broke a different cherry I'd never eaten at this place before. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Where have you not eaten? What cherry haven't you broken?
Well, now we're definitely committed to saying it. I had beaver nuggets.
What?
Is that at, no, wow, no, why can't I?
Oh, the gas station?
Yes.
Oh. Bucky's,
thank you.
Are you okay?
Oh my God, beaver nuggets are so, oh my God, they have gluten in them.
Yeah,
damn,
that's okay.
I'll bring some. No, you don't even like sweets. Damn it. They're so good. I don't even know what
I don't like sweets.
Yeah, what? Hold on. Pause.
I feel like you don't like sweets the way I like sweets. You like ice cream.
It's T-Hack. Have we met before?
Are beaver nuggets sweets?
Yes.
What? Are they not chicken nuggets?
No. Beaver nuggets are like, they're little caramel corn things. And they're so, or they make other flavors.
I was picturing a chicken nugget.
No, in the middle, they're just launching all these different barbecue products out. They're just shoving sandwiches. It's like, these are pulled pork. These are like chopped brisket. And it's like, and you just grunt. Like, put your hand in and grab one, and like,
is it just like samples at Costco?
No, style, that's how you get a sandwich. You just run to the front and grab one, and then run and pay for it.
So it's not beaver meat.
No, the beaver nuggets is because Bucky's a beaver.
Okay, yeah,
Bucky with the big teeth.
And so the nugget, is that supposed to be like his?
Yeah,
I guess. Why wouldn't it be poop? Chicken nuggets?
I don't know. They also have chicken tenders. We had those too. We just bought a plethora of things.
Okay,
they didn't really have French fries there. Which is, I'm bringing it back to the potato now.
Okay.
Interesting. So, and your kid and your children were happy.
Yes.
They hurt me in the process, but they, as long as they were happy.
I might go again if there's a cheese sauce that I didn't know about.
At Culver's? There definitely is, yeah. And
get it with your fries?
Yeah, I dip my crinkle fries in it.
Okay, so then as long as we're back on potatoes and we're mad at TX for not liking any of the other kinds. By the way, the correct answer is skins. That is the best way to eat a potato.
That's the worst.
That's the worst
part. No,
loaded with like the bacon and like cheese.
Wait,
like potato skin, like the.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I was thinking of like a pork rind. I don't know why those two. I'm very confused today.
Would you eat like
potato skins? Yes.
So
scallop
is number one.
That's
for
the
you.
Worst part of the baked potato is you take the skin off the baked potato
before you eat it.
You're a child. You don't.
And then what you got to do to a skin to make it edible? You got to add a bunch of stuff to it.
You just put salt on it. That's all you need.
And that's not what you said.
No, you're filling it up. Like you fill
with
up a baked potato.
It's almost like a deviled egg where it's like just extra stuff in
it. You're talking about the best potato is where you scoop all the potato out of it and fill it with other stuff, and that's the number one potato.
Tiny little point.
There's still potato in
there. Still, you don't scoop it all out.
Yeah. You just make a little divot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've soaked the skin in like a brine, so it takes on the salt.
See, a French fry is just, it's pure. It's just cut. You just fry it and that
fry it in oil that it absorbs.
Yes, and salt, which is the brine. It's they're adjacent.
Okay. You're not,
and if you're airing it, then dumping it in cheese sauce. That's all I'm saying. My point is this:
a potato chip is better too.
potato chip is better than the things I've mentioned and Aaron's mentioned.
Yeah, than a scallop potato or a potato skin.
You are so dumb right now. Like a twice.
Let's go to the numbers. The number one selling? It's got to be fries and chips, number one and number two. Scallop potatoes has to be like 87th.
I doubt
on
it.
The list.
Have you ever had, like, okay.
I bet Mr. Potato Head is higher on the list than a scalloped potato.
Hey, watch it.
What about mashed?
I would do a mashed, yeah. I can do mashed. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a mashed potato and then a whole batch and then put it in a container, put cheese all over the top of it, and put it back in the oven?
No.
Twice baked potatoes are,
yeah, those are
one
good.
Of the... It's like somebody ate the scalloped potatoes and barfed them into your mouth.
Because well,
you get
you
all the
it
cheesiness. It's like being a bird and being fed.
If you feed them to me, I'll come try them.
All right, we're going to get to the fry talk. Who has the best fries?
Ooh.
It's all potato all hour long. We'll have more potato talk next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Potato 105.9. yeah. We are committed to talking about potatoes. There was a spirited debate earlier about the best way to put a potato in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fries obviously came out on top.
You chose it, but I think you read ahead in the story. Fries did win. Did fries win?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think mashed potatoes is still in there. Hash browns?
I forgot about those.
Or tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
The tot. Have you ever had the Orida, the frozen ones, but they make the mini?
The minis, because they're so crispy.
They're so crunchy. Really?
Yeah, so good.
In an air fryer?
Those are my preferred ones.
Oh my God, they're the best.
Yep.
It's I didn't know the minis.
It's crunchy and so, there's barely any like potato-y. Okay. Oh.
You're not, hold on. We need to have a conversation over here.
What?
You can't say
what?
He kind of T-Hack won a little
with
bit.
So
with you saying there's barely any potato potato.
It's like, barely any
out of it.
It's just not as mushy. Because there's certain fries. Like you've ever been at a restaurant and they're like, you're ordering and they have that like pastrami with an egg burger and they're all fancy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, with steak fries. And they bring you like the fries are so big you bite into it and it's like it's just so much fry. The reason McDonald's is good is their fry has the perfect amount of crispy and a little
ratio.
Bit of the and then In-N-Out goes,
soft.
Oh, hold my beer. I'll make it like really thin. And it's like, no, what you've made now is cardboard.
Yeah.
Like
In-N-Out fries are...
They're trash. In-N-Out burger is one of the best burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Their fries are... What's weird is Freddy's has... Doesn't Freddy's have flat fries too?
They have the shoestring, yeah.
But they're better. In-N-Out needs to like send some employees over to Freddy's.
I just don't like anytime I have to like pick them up and I feel like I'm putting the tips of my fingers into my mouth when I eat them because they're just so like, they're so limp, you know? Like a fry, you should be able to hold it and it stands up.
A shoestring stands up.
No, it's kind of just...
Culver's crinkle fries. If you get a long Culver's crinkle fry, it is a man with significant ED.
No, I don't believe that. No, it's got a little curve
all
to
right,
it.
All right, you, me, still stands up. Left hand, right hand. You say which one's the fry.
Okay. What a turn.
I'm wondering how many of these restaurants are currently pulling their funding.
About it. Oh, God. No.
They're doing the Fry ED Challenge at Freddy's today, Maude.
Okay, but hold on. Yes. Good Times fries. Haven't brought them up yet. I can't
remember what those are. They're non-curly,
like,
but they taste curly.
Yeah,
they taste like curly. They used to have the waffle fries, which were good, but I think everyone just liked the wild fries.
Okay, take it back. You know that I will go on record of saying that Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. I'll eat a buttery pickle bun. Just you don't even have to put the chicken on it. I love it so much.
Okay.
Waffle fries are trash. I'd rather inhale a package of cardboard In-N-Out fries than a waffle fry. Waffle fries
You're
suck.
A hypocrite.
No, the sweet potato waffle fries at the bar near us are really good. Chick-fil-A doesn't cook them long enough.
No, they don't.
You can get them crispy. You can ask
I know,
them.
But I don't want to be that guy.
Why?
Because then you're in
it's
the
their pleasure.
Well, then, and now
anything.
We're stuck listening to you complain about it
no,
when
no,
you can just fix it.
I don't complain,
it.
I just don't get them. Like, or I get them, I'll get them and bring them home and put them in the oven for a little while longer.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just not...
Twice baked French
kind
fries.
Kind of. You cannot say, okay, we're going to rank top fries, top to bottom, and we have to, like...
Okay.
First, shape. Which is the best shape? And if you say crinkle, you're wrong. You're close.
Yeah, I don't think it's crinkle.
Crinkle might be two,
just a regular...
Though.
Just a
regular
a classic
fry.
Classic fry. Yeah. Yeah. Fry shape. What do you call that?
Skin on or no skin?
No skin.
Mm-hmm. Skin on.
Well, I don't know. Whatever is a McDonald's fry. I'm trying to describe that. Do they have skin on them?
Well, yeah, like, no, they do not.
Like every once in a while,
Five
one
Guys
does,
has but... skin on.
Oh, I see. Okay, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
The skin being on. Like it didn't need mansplaining. He's like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah. Well,
skin.
Yeah. I'm a visual. When did you say Five Guys? Now I know. Yeah.
Super greasy.
Yeah. Okay. Just
so
dump
you're
them in
just
the bag.
McDonald's is going to win for you no matter what.
I think so.
Who's
yeah.
number two?
Wow, it's tough. Maybe Wendy's.
Wendy's was number one for years, and then they were like, we're going to make our fries fancier, and they sucked.
They like tried doing a more natural approach or something.
Yeah, I know what it is.
But they changed it during COVID. They updated it because they were supposed to stay hotter and crispier longer because everyone was getting it to go. So they changed the recipe somehow.
So it's good again.
They're pretty good. Yeah. But they have skin on them. Yeah. So
they do have a little skin on them. The thing about Wendy's, it's so hit and miss. I think they're trying to pretend they're healthy or whatever, which is fine. Love you for pretending. But then they just sometimes don't salt them.
Enough? You don't think?
Yeah, and like, and if they don't salt them enough and you've already driven away and you look down, there's not that little red packet.
Yeah.
If you don't have the salt to add, it's like...
Really? I have not had that
experience. I used to get Wendy's fry and get two extra salt packets, get everything out of the bag, and then just dump them in there and like shake it up.
Really?
Oh my God, it was heavenly. It's Wendy's like fries with too much salt is like... I don't know what happened. Hypertension. Yeah, I had a little bit of a stroke one time.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who had relations and ended up needing to be taken to the hospital on a stretcher.
Oh, wow.
Intense.
Mm-hmm. I have a story about a guy. If you're going to commit a crime, wear a belt.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Phoenix. Phoenix, not in Florida.
Yeah, it is so close. Yes. So
there were two men. They tried to steal a motorcycle from a house, but the homeowner was at the house working from home, so just looking out the window.
Case the joint first, idiots.
Another pro tip. But they're like, I wonder what these fellas want with my. Oh, they're trying to steal my bike. Well,
okay.
It took them a while because one of the guys, he had shorts on and they kept falling down. So he kept falling down while he's trying to steal the bike. So much, it gave him so much time that the homeowner eventually just kind of knocked on the window. He's like,
hey guys,
I'm
sorry,
here.
You know, I'm right here.
I see London. I see France. I'm watching.
So he didn't get the bike?
No, it's unclear whether or not the guy had gone through like major weight loss or something, but his pants could not. And even when they finally knocked on the window, they scattered. His pants fell down yet another time.
While he was running
away.
Nice. My story comes out of Russia. Mazar Russia. Evgeny Kushinov.
Okay, sure. No
one was feeling very horny. Can somebody help me with Russian? Just get me on the right page.
I feel like you're doing it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's maybe a little too aggressive.
A little too. Because I'm thinking of, like, remember when Sean Connery was, like, the Russian submarine commander in Hunt for Red October?
Yeah.
His Russian accent sounded like this. I'm a Russian submarine commander. He doesn't really do accents.
Okay.
Anyway, he was feeling kind of randy, and he found himself a cow tied to a post in a field.
Really?
So he sidled up to the cow and said...
Can I buy you a drink?
Come here often. Tried to get after it with the cow. The cow did not want any part of that. So the cow trampled on him, not letting him. I don't know why he's screaming. I guess I would do.
Yeah.
He eventually had to call the police on himself.
Really?
To keep the cow from trampling him to death.
Okay, wow. His dating life went from worse to even worse.
He just said, I was so moved by desire. The ambulance driver said, don't have a cow, man.
Okay.
I can't even enjoy these puns just because of how gross that is. I hate this man.
Utterly disgusting.
There it is! Gross. Okay, well, that's it. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I found a story that's all about potatoes, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then I looked at you two, and I'm like, I know exactly what to do with it.
Let's go.
There's some starch eaters up in this hood.
Yeah.
You can have it. Right. Oh, you
can. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do they ever dip French fries in anything that would make it? I guess if you like tempura fried a French fry
or
something.
Yeah, or like if you're true celiac with the shared grease or whatever, but.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they've done their filet of fish in there or whatever, you could die. I get it. So this poll had a bunch of stuff about potatoes. And where it gets difficult for me, it's like, first off, what's the best way to eat a potato?
French fry.
So I knew you would say that because you're anti mashed potato. And I'm going to say
isn't the right one anyway.
Has the right way to eat a potato been mentioned for you yet?
I don't think so, but I like a lot of them, but there's
What's your way to eat a potato?
Maybe it's just because I don't have it as often it's higher up.
Say it.
Scalloped.
Oh, I do love a scalloped
potato. Yeah.
But trying to make them at home, it's
brutal.
It's hard because you gotta boil them a certain amount of time before and then cut them real thin and like your cheese sauce is everything.
Mm-hmm. Or just go to McDonald's, get some fries.
Okay.
See, this is much easier.
You wouldn't even entertain the idea of a scalloped potato because you're such a, your palate.
Which they're right up your alley. It's potato
so
and
good.
Cheese, pretty much.
Oh, God. It's
like
so
a
good.
Creamy mac and cheese texture cheese.
Mm. No, because he's a guy who just eats the pretzel without dipping it in the cheese, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't add cheese. I don't add cheese to much. Yeah. I don't do cheese fries.
I know. It's
I
so
didn't
weird.
Know this.
Yeah. I'll add cheese to
you
everything.
You don't even, at Culver's, you don't get the cheese sauce?
No, I don't.
What?
No. There's a cheese sauce?
Yeah, it's so good. Dipping the fries in it, pristine.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to be so sad, but I had a trip to Shields.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we went and bought a bunch of school clothes and stuff. Oh. Okay, we're off potatoes for a minute.
Speak for yourself.
Shields trip was amazing. There's a Culver's right there.
Oh, nice.
My whole family was starving.
This is like a Midwest dream.
So we had just dropped a dime at Shields. Like, we dropped a ton of money. And then we're all hungry, famished from our whatever. And I pulled into Culver's and the audible from my two children, we had to move on.
What?
They flat out. I was like, free food at Culver's on me. You guys can have whatever you want. They refused to go in.
Wow.
Neither one of them.
Wow.
So you know what we had?
No.
I broke a different cherry I'd never eaten at this place before. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Where have you not eaten? What cherry haven't you broken?
Well, now we're definitely committed to saying it. I had beaver nuggets.
What?
Is that at, no. Why can't I?
Oh, the gas station?
Yes.
Oh. Bucky's.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Oh my God, beaver nuggets are so. Oh my God, they have gluten in them.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's okay.
I'll bring some. No, you don't even like sweets. Damn it. They're so good. I don't even know what
I don't like sweets.
Yeah,
what?
Hold on. Pause.
I feel like you don't like sweets the way I like sweets. You like ice cream.
It's T-Hack. Have we met before?
Are beaver nuggets sweets?
Yes.
Are they not chicken nuggets?
No. Yeah. Beaver nuggets are like, they're little caramel corn things. And they're so, or they make other flavors. They make,
I was
like,
picturing a chicken nugget.
No,
so
just, in the middle, they're just launching all these different barbecue products out. They're just shoving sandwiches. It's like, these are pulled pork. These are like chopped brisket. And it's like, and you just grunt, like, put your hand in and grab one. And like,
is it just like samples at Costco?
No. That's how you get a sandwich. You just run to the front and grab one and then run and pay for it.
So it's not beaver meat?
No, the beaver nuggets is because Bucky's a beaver.
Okay, yeah.
Bucky with the big teeth. And
so the nugget, is that supposed to be like his...
Yeah, I guess.
Why wouldn't it be poop? Chicken nuggets?
I don't know. They also have chicken tenders. We had those too. We just bought a plethora of things.
Okay.
They didn't really have french fries there, which is...
Oh.
I'm bringing it back to the potato now.
Okay.
Interesting. So, and your kid and your children were happy.
Yes.
They hurt me in the process, but as long as they were happy.
I might go again if there's a cheese sauce that I didn't know about.
Mm.
At Culver's? There definitely is.
And you get it with your fries?
Yeah, I dip my crinkle fries in it.
Okay, so then as long as we're back on potatoes and we're mad at TX for not liking any of the other kinds. By the way, the correct answer is skins. That is the best way to eat a potato.
That's the worst part.
With like the bacon and like cheese.
Wait, oh. I was thinking of like a pork rind. I don't know why those two. I'm very confused today.
Would you eat like
potato skins? Yes, those are delicious.
Is number one.
That's
for
the
you.
Worst part of the baked potato is this. You take the skin off the baked potato
before you eat it. You're a child.
And then how much you got to do to a skin to make it edible? You got to add a bunch of stuff to it. A French fry, you just
put salt on it. That's all you need.
And that's not what you said.
No, you're filling it up. Like yeah. You fill
with
up a baked potato.
It's almost like a deviled egg where it's like just extra stuff in
you're
it.
You're talking about the best potato is when where you scoop all the potato out of it and fill it with other stuff, and that's the number
one
potato.
Tiny little point.
There's still potato in
there. Still, you don't scoop it all out.
Yeah. You just make a little divot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've soaked the skin in like a brine, so it takes on the salt.
A French fry is just it's pure. It's just cut. You just fry it and that
fry it in
salt.
Oil
that's
that
it
absorbs.
Yes, and salt, which is the brine. It's they're adjacent.
Okay. You're not
and if you're airing it, then dumping it in cheese sauce. That's all I'm saying. My point is this.
Potato chip is better too.
Potato chip is better than the things I've mentioned and Aaron's mentioned.
Yeah, than a scallop potato or a potato skin.
You are so dumb right now. Like a twice.
Let's go to the numbers. What's the number one selling? It's got to be fries and chips, number one and number two. Scallop potatoes has to be like 87th
I doubt
on
it.
The list.
Have you ever had, like, okay.
I bet Mr. Potato Head is higher on the list than a scalloped potato.
Hey, watch it.
What about mashed?
I would do a mashed, yeah. I can do mashed. Yeah.
Have you ever taken a mashed potato? And then a whole batch, and then put it in a container, put cheese all over the top of it, and put it back in the oven.
No.
Twice baked potatoes are
one
of the... It's like somebody ate the scalloped potatoes and barfed them into your mouth.
Because
you get all the cheese
in
it. It's like being a bird and being fed.
If you feed them to me, I'll come try them.
All right, we're going to get to the fry talk. Who has the best fries?
Ooh.
It's all potato all hour long. We'll have more potato talk next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Potato 105.9. yeah. We are committed to talking about potatoes. There was a spirited debate earlier about the best way to put a potato in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fries obviously came out on top.
You chose it, but I think you read ahead in the story. Fries did win. Did fries win?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think mashed potatoes is still in there. Hash browns? Oh, I forgot
about those.
Or tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
The tot. Have you ever had the Orida, the frozen ones, but they make the mini?
The minis, because they're so crispy.
They're so crunchy.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
In an air fryer?
Those are my preferred ones.
Oh my God, they're the best.
Yep.
It's crunchy and so, there's barely any like potato-y.
You're not, hold on. We need to have a conversation over here.
What?
You can't say
what?
he kind of T-Hack won a little
with
bit.
So
with you saying there's barely any potato potato.
It's just not as mushy. Because there's certain fries. Like you've ever been at a restaurant and they're like you're ordering and they have that like pastrami with an egg burger and they're all fancy with steak fries and they bring you like the fries are so big you bite into it and it's like much fry. The reason McDonald's is good is their fry has the perfect amount of crispy
and a little bit of the
and then In-N-Out goes, oh, hold my beer. I'll make it like really thin. And it's like, no, what you've made now is cardboard.
Yeah.
Like
In-N-Out fries are...
They're trash. In-N-Out Burger is one of the best burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Their fries are... What's weird is Freddy's has... Doesn't Freddy's have flat fries too?
They have the shoostring, yeah.
But they're better. In-N-Out needs to like...
I
send some employees over to Freddy's.
I just don't like anytime I have to like... pick them up and I feel like I'm putting the tips of my fingers into my mouth when I eat them because they're just so like, they're so limp, you know, like a fry, you should be able to hold it and it stands up.
A
you know?
Shoestring stands up.
No, it's kind of just
Culver's crinkle fries. If you get a long Culver's crinkle fry, it is a man with significant ED.
No, I don't believe that. No, it's got a little curve to
it. All right,
it,
you it still stands up. Left hand, right hand. You say which one's the fry.
What a turn.
I'm wondering how many of these restaurants are currently pulling their funding.
Talking about, oh God, no.
They're doing the Fry ED Challenge in Freddy's today, Maude.
Okay, but hold on. Yes. Good Times Fries. Haven't brought them up yet. Those are great.
Remember what those are. They're non-curly, the, like, but they taste curly.
Yeah
they taste like curly. They used to have the waffle fries, which were good, but I think everyone just liked the wild fries.
And okay, take it back. I will go on record of saying that Chick-fil-A is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. I'll eat a buttery pickle bun. Just, you don't even have to put the chicken on it. I love it so much.
Okay.
Waffle fries are trash. I'd rather inhale a package of cardboard In-N-Out fries than a waffle fry. Waffle fries
You're
suck.
A hypocrite.
No, the sweet potato waffle fries at the bar near us are really good. Chick-fil-A doesn't cook them long enough.
No, they don't.
You can get them crispy. You can ask
them.
No,
but I don't want to be that guy.
Why?
Because then you're in
it's
the
their pleasure.
Well, then, and now we're stuck listening to you complain about it you can just fix it.
I don't complain, I just don't get them. Like, or I get them, I'll get them and bring them home and put them in the oven for a little while longer.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just not...
Twice baked.
Kind of. You cannot say, okay, we're going to rank top fries, top to bottom, and we have to, like...
Okay.
First, shape. Which is the best shape? And if you say crinkle, you're wrong. You're close.
Yeah, I don't think it's crinkle.
Crinkle might be two,
just a
though.
Regular... Just
a regular
a classic.
Classic fry. Yeah, fry shape. What do you call that?
Skin on or no skin?
No skin.
Skin on.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. Whatever is a McDonald's fry. I'm trying to describe that. Do they have skin on them?
Well, yeah, like, no, some, they do not.
Like every once in a while.
Five
one
Guys
does,
has but, skin on.
Oh, I see. Okay, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Skin being on. Like it didn't need mansplaining. He's like, oh, now I get it.
Well,
skin.
Yeah. I'm a visual. Oh, when did you say Five Guys?
Five Guys.
No, I know. Yeah.
Super greasy.
Yeah. Okay. Just
so
dump
you're
them in
just,
the bag.
McDonald's is going to win for you no matter what.
I think so.
Who's number two?
Wow. It's tough. Maybe Wendy's.
Wendy's was number one for years, and then they were like, we're going to make our fries fancier, and they sucked.
They like tried doing a more natural approach or something.
Yeah, I know what it is.
But they changed it during COVID.
It's back?
They updated it because they were supposed to stay hotter and crispier longer because everyone was getting it to go. So they changed the recipe somehow.
So it's good again.
They're pretty good. Yeah. But they have skin on them. Yeah. So
they do have a little skin on them. The thing about Wendy's, it's so hit and miss. I think they're trying to pretend they're healthy or whatever, which is fine. Love you for pretending. But then they just sometimes don't salt them
enough. You don't think?
Yeah, and like, and if they don't salt them enough, and you've already driven away, and you look down, there's not that little red packet.
Yeah.
If you don't have the salt to add, it's like
really. I've not had.
I
that
used
experience.
To get Wendy's fry and get two extra salt packets, get everything out of the bag, and then just dump them in there and like shake it a bit.
Wow. Really?
Oh my God! It was heavenly.
It's
Wendy's
like
fries with too much salt is like. I don't know what happened. Hypertension. Yeah, I had a little bit of a stroke one time.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who had relations and ended up needing to be taken to the hospital on a stretcher.
Oh, wow.
Intense.
I have a story about a guy. If you're going to commit a crime, wear a belt.
Wear it? Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Phoenix. Phoenix, not in Florida.
Yeah, it is so close.
Yes.
So
there were two men. They tried to steal a motorcycle from a house, but the homeowner was at the house working from home.
What?
So just looking out the window.
Case the joint first, idiots.
Another pro tip. But they're like, I wonder what these fellas want with my. Oh, they're trying to steal my bike. Well,
okay.
It took them a while because one of the guys, he had shorts on and they kept falling down. So he kept falling down while he's trying to steal the bike. So much, it gave him so much time that the homeowner eventually just kind of knocked on the window. He's like,
hey guys,
I'm
sorry,
here.
You know, I'm right here.
I see London. I see France. I'm watching.
So they didn't get the bike?
No, it's unclear whether or not the guy had gone through like major weight loss or something, but his pants could not. And even when they finally knocked on the window, they scattered. His pants fell down
yet another time.
While he was running.
While he was running away.
Nice. My story comes out of Russia. Mazar Russia.
Ah.
Evgeny Kushinov.
Okay, sure. No,
was
well.
Feeling very horny.
Ah.
Can somebody help me with Russian? Just get me on the right page.
I feel
Am
like
I close?
You're doing, yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's maybe a little too aggressive.
A little too. Because I'm thinking of, like, remember when Sean Connery was, like, the Russian submarine commander in Hunt for Red October?
Yeah.
His Russian accent sounded like this. I'm a Russian submarine commander. He doesn't really do accents.
Okay.
Anyway, he was feeling kind of randy, and he found himself a cow tied to a post in
Stop.
A field.
Really?
No. So he sidled up to the cow and said...
Can I buy you a drink?
Come here often.
My gosh.
Tried to get after it with the cow. The cow decided did not want any part of that. So the cow trampled on him, not letting him. I don't know why he's screaming. Like, I guess I would too.
Yeah.
He eventually had to call the police on himself.
Really?
To keep the cow from trampling him to death.
Okay, wow. His dating life went from worse to even worser.
He just said, I was so moved by desire. The ambulance driver said, don't have a cow, man.
Okay.
I can't even enjoy these puns just because of how gross that is. I hate this man.
Utterly disgusting.
There it is! Okay, well, that's it. Those are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.